Today on the Trending 55 Newsroom's hot seat, we've got a couple of guests with us. First off is one we have not spoken with yet, and one is a very familiar voice to people in the Peace Country, Agriculture and Forestry Minister Devin Dreeshen, and of course, Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Post off, gentlemen, folks, thank you for taking the time to be here today.
Happy to be here, Kenny. Thanks.
Okay, so Minister Dreeshen, you're up here to make an announcement. Talk to us today about what the announcement was. I understand there's a huge investment that's coming up in McKenzie County.
Yeah, the province of Alberta is giving a strategic infrastructure grant to the Northern Lights Gas Co-op of $16.2 million. And that'll ultimately build a 92-kilometer, 6-inch high-pressure natural gas pipe up from Peace River to Lacrete. And it is really going to be able to untap the potential of this region to be able to have secure access to natural gas. And it's just really going to be able to untap the potential here in this area for agriculture, for forestry, and communities, and just people that live up in the north.
All right, and I guess another one, too, is that obviously here we know that the pandemic and obviously the economic crunch that the province is feeling right now has affected a lot of people. How many people, at least from your estimates, are going to be put to work on this in the near future?
So we ultimately think this will be about 50 new construction jobs, and the hope is that it can be shovel-ready right away and that by 2020, it would be completed. So that's the hope. But ultimately, this is a larger, broader plan that we have a $10 billion infrastructure spending that we've announced for Alberta's recovery plan. And this is a part of that, to be able to do long-term infrastructure projects here in the province to recover from COVID and to get our economy back on track.
And also, I guess, as we mentioned, that this is just the start of a pipeline between Peace River and Lacrete. Do you see eventually that this line could be extended one day, or do you believe, or is this going to be like the end of it, like what you see is what you get here?
Well, Kenny, Dan Williams here. I am laboring to make sure we do extend it so that all regions of my constituency have reliable, quality, cheap access to natural gas for industry and for our homes. But right now we're talking about this, but I will always continue to advocate to make sure we get that that natural gas everywhere. Ultimately, no part of our country should have energy poverty. We shouldn't be in a spot where we see homes freezing out two winters in a row. This government understands it's not only just a question of economic opportunities, as Minister Dreeshen laid out, not only an opportunity for new investment to diversify our economy, to create jobs immediately with those 50, and even more than that with the businesses that can grow. But more than anything, it's about understanding that in the rural, remote north, it's a harsh climate, and being in energy poverty is not something anyone wants to have their fellow citizen be in. It's a recognition that we need to make sure we have energy security. That means reliable, cheap, sustainable, quality natural gas.
And Dan, I guess I could throw this next one at you too, because obviously you've been very active in the region. This is another big investment that has been attracted to the riding in terms of McKenzie County and Lacrete, which not too many people know is one of the fastest growing areas actually in this province. So this is also filling a need, but also I guess accommodating the growth that's happening specifically in McKenzie.
That's right. If you look at the demographics of my constituency in Peace River, we have one of the youngest demographics in the province and in the country. And within that constituency, the area around Lacrete is the youngest, even within that. So there's a huge economic opportunity here because of the young age of our population that's skilled in trades and ready to work. This means that there needs to be access to that natural gas. This is one of many opportunities that the Alberta government's taking to invest in the constituency from north to south. And ultimately, it's about the strategic investment right now for shovel-ready projects, because diversifying our economy into forestry, into agriculture, into any other kind of business that needs access to natural gas is now possible in the rural north.
Okay, and I guess this may be more for Minister Dreeshen. In terms of the contractors that may be doing the work, is it going to be local companies doing it? Is the government already appointed somebody, or are these details to be figured out? I guess because you know a lot of good contractors, obviously, up in McKenzie County, will they get an opportunity to help out?
Yeah, I would say yes, and it's something that the Northern Lights Gas Co-op is going to be working with companies to make sure that they can get these shovels in the ground and ultimately get this pipe built as soon as possible. So I think there is an urgency for it, and I think it's going to be an exciting project to finally get underway.
Okay. And I guess on another topic, but since you are the Ag and Forestry Minister, I do have to ask, is that, as you know, last year for so many farmers throughout Peace Country and some parts of the Mackenzie, was a tough year for them last year. And also, I guess, this year, and also including fires, forest fires as well, would you say that this year has been day and night compared to last year in terms of, like, the threats from, like, you know, poor crops and fires compared to this year where we're dealing with a lot of rain, which is probably helping the crops? Does it seem like night and day?
Yeah, well, something that on the forest fire side, we saw last year about 2 million acres burnt. That's 10 times more than we even log here in Alberta that they got burnt. And ultimately, we import about 3,000 forest fires or forest fire fighters from other provinces and other areas around the world to help us last year, and then compare that to now, which we only had about 1,600 acres burned. So you couldn't get more polar opposites fire seasons, and that's a credit to the brave men and women at Alberta Wildfire that have done a tremendous job of putting out fires early on, also getting the benefit of a cooler, wetter spring. But it is something that it's, you know, communities up in rural and northern and western parts of the province are always susceptible to fires, and it's something that we've committed even more money and more investments in the province to fire smart communities. So that's been a good initiative that we've undertaken. And on the agriculture side, there have been lots of counties that have declared agricultural states of emergency, and we are working with AFSC to see if there is some program relief that can be done, at least on the unceded acre benefit. I was just doing some crop tours last week, and there's lots of farms just, you know, south of here, but kind of north of Edmonton, that they've had about 5 bad years in a row. And they still have crops out from last year, 3,000 acre farms that could only put in about 1,000 acres. And then half of that 1,000 got drowned out, got flooded out. So there has been some really hard hit areas of the province. And we are looking at further additional programs to help those farmers.
Awesome. And I guess because it was mentioned in the legislature this week, and I did have the Justice Minister, and he had some things to say about it, and that I have to ask about is something that maybe has been making the rounds, and that is a comment that was made about the late former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Do either of you gentlemen think that maybe that may have been out of line?
I think we both think it was terribly out of line. That Edmonton Gold Bar MLA has made a lot of outrageous statements in the past. Actually, when I was in opposition, it was my very first week in the legislature, and he went and gave some personal attacks at me, was asked to apologize by the speaker, and he refused and actually got kicked out of the legislature. And the complete irony of that story 2 years ago was he was the Minister of Advanced Education, and he actually got kicked out and couldn't return back to the legislature to pass his own piece of legislation. So sometimes I think what comes out of some of those NDP MLAs and what he said about Margaret Thatcher was just appalling and disgusting.
Well, I'll add to that. I think the best response to that abhorrent comment about being happy and wishing for an earlier death for Margaret Thatcher is a quote from Margaret Thatcher. She says, "If they attack you personally, it means they have not a single political argument left." And I think that's the NDP in a nutshell.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. Anything else you guys like to add that I may have missed?
No, happy to take the time every time, Kenny.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to come back on the show anytime, Kenny.
Awesome. That's great to hear that. This is Agricultural Minister Devin Dreeshan, as well as Peace River MLA Dan Williams on the Trending 55 Hot Seat.